monitor, there is a chance for rain next week, but it will likely be minimal. And a dog named Fillmore is being called a hero after barking until his family woke up to a fire in their garage at 4:30 Wednesday morning in Tustin. The family and most of the house ended up safe. And now let's take a look at traffic with KTLA's Ginger Chan.
From this Toyota Dealer Traffic Center,
we make it easy.
So 10 freeway, the westbound side, right before you get to about Cedar Avenue. And they're saying it's maybe even eastbound side, as some people are calling it. Let's go with west for now, because we know that to be a busy spot. And then hopefully they'll have it cleared real soon. Riverside Avenue, where it meets Etiwanda Avenue. I have reports now that there is a crash. It does sound fairly serious, but it's trying to clear out of the intersection, and then hopefully it'll just be pulled to the shoulder here in a little bit. 91 East, right about Euclid Street. This is where we're getting reports of a wreck with a big rig, and the middle lanes are blocked. So even though that eastbound side shouldn't be that busy, things are starting to load up. 605 southbound side, let's see, right about Rose Hills Road. No details, but there is a crash in lanes. This report is sponsored by West Medical. If you need to lose 50 pounds or more and diets haven't worked, you're not alone. West Medical offers physician-guided weight loss consultations to help you understand your options. Most PPO insurance plans are accepted, and they verify your benefits for free. Call 1-800-WESTMED today or for your free consultation. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temps are climbing into the 70s across LA already, but we are going to hit the mid-80s this afternoon. A high of 79 in Anaheim, 73 in Santa Monica today, and right now it is 58 in Hollywood.
KIIS FM, Los Angeles. On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Getting ready for work, going to work, at work, all the time.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
iHeartRadio.
Guaranteed human.
I could be the twist, the one to make you stop. The icing on your cake, the cherry on the top. It's heaven in my heart, and we could find you some space. I could be the world to you, the missing piece, the extra sentimental kind of chemistry. Some people make it hard, with me that isn't the case. Cause I think it's so easy. So come give me a call, and we'll fall into us. And the perfect mix of Saturday night and the rest of your life. Anyone with a heart would agree. It's so easy to fall in love with the way I do my hair, the way I make you laugh, the way we like to share a walk in Central Park. I could be fresh air, might be the
easy to fall in love. Seacrest with you. All right, we've got Hannah on the line. She's trying to change jobs, but she feels weird taking off work for job interviews. Interesting. She wants a new job, but she feels the guilt. That's a good human. She's a good person.
Yeah.
Talk to you about that next. I've been in that situation. Should you feel guilty?
Baby, what the hell is my husband? What is taking him so long?
Husband is coming.
Ray, where is my husband? It's 102.7 Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest, Sissany, Tanya, the back room here. Thanks for plugging in. In the car or on the free iHeartRadio app. The good news is if you hang for a while, you got a good shot at getting your bills paid because it's all day. We've got free gas to give away all day. And when you win the free gas, this is really worth calling to win, because if you win that free gas, and you could be the winner, like everybody wins thinks they're never going to win. You could be that person. And then you're qualified for free gas for an entire year. That's great. I'm excited to actually announce that, call that person when we do that. That's going to be very, very cool. Taking the gas bill away from you for a year. So Hannah is on the phone here. Hannah, you're applying to a new job, right? And to do it, to go on your interviews, you've got to take off time from your current job. Is that right?
That is correct. So yeah, I have a job, but I'm just seeing what's out there. And it's starting to get a little awkward. At first it was like a phone interview here and there, but now it's becoming second and third interviews, and I'm like running out of plausible doctor's appointments to like step out, move meetings, take time off.
It's now, why is it that you want to leave your job and find another one?
Well, I do just want to see what's out there, see if maybe I could get like a little bit of a pay bump. Like, I don't even know if I'm leaving yet. You know, I'm just kind of weighing my options at this point.
Do you not like what you do?
It's not that I dislike it. It's like it's a good job. I like my coworkers. My boss is solid. I just like, could there be something better? I don't want to miss out on any opportunity. Mm-hmm. To maybe
so
have
can we help
a bump
you?
Or a title bump. Well, I don't know what
you?
The right move is. Do I just like keep trying to juggle it and like hope nobody notices? Nobody said anything to me, or do I say something proactively to my boss?
Oof,
well,
yikes.
I mean,
no.
I think you got to be, it's like you got to be honest, but not so much in a situation like this, because I feel like the other jobs you're interviewing for should understand that they've got to do the interview around your work schedule. Actually, if I were hiring, I would think that's a good character trait, because you are committed to your hours of work and you don't want to be distracted or give an excuse.
Smart.
So, hey, I've got to work and I want to have this interview. Please work with me on that. That to me would be a good trait in hiring somebody.
I think so too.
Maybe play into the fact, like play into the fact that it's complicated for you and it's hard to make the interview happen during the course of whatever hours it is.
I like that. Yeah, and that's like, I did not look at it from that angle. I've been thinking about how to make it work with my current job, but that's a really good point.
And I will say no more and I will get out of the room.
Yeah, honestly, and that was solid advice.
And we both agree with him, which never happens. So I would just take it and run.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, that's a trait. That's commitment. Consistency, commitment. That's what you want in everything. The two C's. What's the third?
Communication.
Mm. The three C's of everything. Consistency, commitment, communication.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. If you can get that done, lock it down. Coming up next, we're paying a bill in the 562.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Hey, it's...
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests, like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Mojou, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Hey there, this is Josh from Stuff You Should Know with a message that could change your life. The Stuff You Should Know Think Spring podcast playlist is available now. Whether spring has sprung in your neck of the woods yet or not, the Stuff You Should Know Think Spring playlist will make you want to get your overalls on, get outside, and get your hands in the dirt. So open your free iHeartRadio app, search Stuff You Should Know, and listen now.
Ryan Seacrest pays your bills.
All right, we're looking for you, Ruth Morales of Whittier. What's up, Ruth? We need you to call us back within 30 minutes. So, Ruth, got your city card. Want to pay that off? Kiss pays your bills. 1-800-520-1027. We're going to do this all day long today.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
I wake up with them.
102.7 Kiss FM.
You know what?
Take it to the floor. Ooh, you gotta get down. You know what to do. Hey, Mr. DJ. watch me go.
Been pretty easy. 91 eastbound side to the 241 south. That's a busy spot. We got a stall. That's sitting in lanes. Is it a big deal? I mean, look, it can be one of those busy spots. Checking and tracking your drive on the 15 northbound side at about Ontario Avenue. The truck that stalled out is out of lanes, but it still is going to be a bit of a busy touch and go drive here. Let me just see. 605 north at Valley Boulevard. It's another car that ended up conking out. Last tow truck is on scene. Left lane is still blocked. This report is brought to you by Airtasker. Meet Kim. She runs a business and her to-do list never ends. With Airtasker, she posts a task, sets her budget, and hires help fast from deliveries to repairs. Taskers keep things running. Download the app or go to airtasker.com. Airtasker, get anything done. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on Air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Sunny and gorgeous today, and today is a preview of the weekend ahead. A high of 80 in West Covina, 81 in Montebello today, and right now it is 59 in Hollywood.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
They're entertaining. I like it. I listen to it a lot.
102.7 KISS FM.
The morning light is turning blue, the
what's up? Come pull up in my spot. Let's keep the night glowing. I don't ever wanna stop. I'll never leave this floor. Got my need to blow. Sky is turning blue. Let it clear the slow lip stain on the wind. Bass is about to blow. Sinking in my teeth.
And Paula and Jenny, 102.7, it's Kiss FM. Come on. You're hearing about this. Like, El Nino, bad El Nino, super El Nino.
Oh, yeah,
like
we need really to brace ourselves. El Nino
this year. We'll get into that next.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Ooh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Ooh, sorry. Yeah. Ooh, sorry. Yeah, I know that I let you down. Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. But can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body.
I was having this conversation with myself. I wonder if groups of people are going to start saying they want simplicity We have so much complexity in life. We have so many options, and we have so much immediacy. Mm-hmm. Is there going to be a backlash? And are your kids in charge of that backlash? Yeah, they probably are. But maybe there will be. And I think I'm down for the backlash, so I like it. But, you know, things continue to escalate, and they can't be fast enough. You know, I told you, like, I was reading that some people, they never ask anybody out verbally. It's only by text. They only ask you out, but you haven't even spoken to the person
right
before you meet and see the person, right? I mean, that's very common. But, like, an escalation of El Nino, can we not have that in the mix
this
of everything?
This is what everyone's talking about this week.
An escalation of El Nino in 2026, because the ocean's hot, like, hot, right? So it's going to spill into El Nino?
Mm-hmm. They're calling it a super El Nino for this year. Haven't seen this strong of El Nino since 140 years is what they're saying. And like, and you're right, Ryan. The Pacific Ocean is warming up in a big way that can totally mess our weather up. Why are you not following this? Like, why do you think it's not going to happen? Are you against it? Like, we can't stop it if it's the weather.
I'm not following it. I don't want any more escalation in the year here or the years to come. You know, it's like one more thing.
Well, of course, nobody wants an earthquake to happen, but it's one of those things where you just got to be prepared. So if you have a leaky roof, like maybe it's now's the time to fix your roof, because we could have a lot of rain towards the end of the year, and they'll say it'll stick all the way till the end of 2026.
It's chaotic weather and unpredictable weather and intense weather.
Very much so.
And I hope the predictors are wrong on this.
Possible flooding, overall just very scary weather.
What if you're getting married in 2026 and your wedding day gets wet?
Oh, by the way, a super El Nino might be a bad sign to do it then. I think you should.
Well, no, they say rain on your wedding day. Good luck. So you got to just, you know, find the positives.
Okay. All right. Sure. But I think Super El Nino is bad luck. Kick the can to 2027 on that.
Why? They'll eventually deal with it.
If they're there for you this year, see how they are in the El Nino. And that'll tell you if it's the right person. Got some free gas.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7 KISS FM.
This season on Dear Chelsea, with me, Chelsea Handler, we have some fantastic guests like David Oyelowo.
I love this podcast, whether it's therapy or relationships or religion, or you just go straight for the guts.
Dennis Leary, Amelia Clark, Gaten Matarazzo from Stranger Things, Sana Moju, Camilla Marone, Carrie Kenny Silver, and more. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Dear Chelsea, and listen now.
Pick up whenever you call. In the parking lot in Tucson. Like, are you with me? In the Phantom with the roof gone. I pull up like Jimmy Neutron. I can never get a move on. Like you hard, I know. You like to go slow, but we could go faster. Tell me the password. Coming up on your creepy, rapping nice things. Slide, can you hear the man trying to get in the bed? So I'ma get sloshed instead. And then it's gonna make you beg. Where would I go? Where would I go? If I didn't love you, babe. And what would I do? If I didn't love you, babe. Where would I go? Slide, slide, slide. Any other man tryna get in the bed. So I'ma get lost in your bed. I know it's gonna make you beg. What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do if I didn't love you, babe? What would I do?
Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
You know, we're already starting to see some minor delays for some people who might be heading out to Coachella, and then we know it's only going to get worse. So it's something I want to make sure you're well aware of. 110 North at Fair Oaks Avenue. Can't remember the last time we talked about this. Okay, so it is a stall. The right lane's still blocked. They're waiting for the units to get to the scene. 60 eastbound side isn't always as busy as the west, but on the east this time, right at Atlantic Boulevard, we have a crash. That's still sitting in lanes, and overall, most of Orange County is actually pretty good. This report is sponsored by El Pollo Loco. Getting the fam together, just order El Pollo Loco's 12-piece family meal. 12 pieces of chicken, 3 large sides, tortillas, and salsa. Let's get loco, El Pollo Loco. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest. 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you, Ginger. Temperatures already in the low 70s across much of LA and OC. A high of 77 in Irvine today, 74 in Huntington Beach, and right now it is 60 in Hollywood.
So let me break this down for you. I am giving you now, if you're listening, a chance to call right now at 1-800-520-1027 to get free gas. You listening, if you are that caller, you're qualified to have your gas paid for a year. We will take care of the tab, the gas tab, for an entire year. So that's one. Two, Chewy Martinez is live in Alhambra. If you're there, he's pulling up to a gas station next to surprise you with free gas. It's Kiss.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. There's a
so silly of me to act like I don't need you back. When all I can think about is that since I seen you last, I know I didn't have to walk away. All I had to do was ask for space. I'm telling you, be on your way. When I told you to fall back, so can you come pick up your clothes? I had them folded. Leave me at the door, but it's still open. I know it's getting cold out, but it's not frozen. So come pick up your clothes. I had them folded. I'll let your body decide. You got it. I don't need roses, just need some flowers from my garden. Can't you go back to how you loved on me when you started? I'll be here begging for ya. You should be giving me love all damn day till the day is done. So if you want.
Folded 102.7. It's Kiss FM. Ryan Seacrest, Sissany, Tanya. We are loving the fact that we're hanging out on a Friday morning. Looking forward to the weekend. Thanks for running into us on a regular basis if you do check in with us. And you can stream anytime, all weekend long, the soundtrack to the weekend. I'll be out on the bike path if you're out. Give me what's up. You know, if somebody said to me the other day I was on the bike path, Seacrest out.
Throwback.
It's six.
Great. It's great.
It's good.
It's great. I love you, bro.
Reset it. Put it back.
Making friends. That's how I'm going to meet somebody on the path, guys. That's how. Forget your Ryan Hinge. Get on the path out there. The West Side Path. That's how you meet your person. You know?
I don't think that's where you're going to meet your person.
Kayla, maybe. Get on the path. Get a bike. Get a no seat bike out there. Forget your Hinge stuff. Get out there. That's how you meet somebody. Pull over.
My treadmill.
Restroom areas, you know? Oh, there's Chewy.
Somebody in a restroom area.
In a restroom? Yeah, damn. You know,
there's a grill.
I was thinking like a rest
too.
Stop.
There's an ocean grill as well, you know, Seaside Grill. All right, Chewy, let's get into it. Alhambra, free gas this morning. Talk to me, baby.
Yes, we're at Atlantic Boulevard in Commonwealth at the Chevron, and I'm here with my girl Christine. She's an educator. She is a teacher. She teaches second grade in Bell, and I'm so happy we could do this for her, Ryan. And here she is. Here she is.
Hi, Ryan.
What's up, Christina? Hello? Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, hi. I'm a teacher at Val, California. I teach second grade. I was just talking here how hard it is. Like, we almost went on strike a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And good thing our, you know, our union made a deal. And so I'm excited here, and I'm so happy to get gas.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, thank you for the incredible energy, spirit, and enthusiasm you bring to your second grade class there in Bell every day, every year. We appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Are the kids still saying 6-7, or are they over this 6-7 thing? Is that done?
6-7.
You know what? You still have a couple of strollers saying 6-7, you know? I have about three or four kids that'll still say it once in a while.
All right.
I'll tell them, thank you. 2025.
Yeah, come on. We have a Super El Nino to focus on now.
Right?
Thank you so much, Ryan. Be happy, enjoy your weekend, enjoy that free tank of gas, and thank you, Christina, for stopping and listening to us on KISS.
Thank you so much, and I love Chewy.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey.
Chewy!
Hey!
All right, huggable. I'll see you guys. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Yeah, she's shaking, Ryan. She's shaking. I'm so happy we could do this for her. This is great. When I came up to her car, she didn't know what was happening, bro. She's like, "Who is this big burly man trying to get?" Like, "No, we're trying to hook up some gas, girl. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, do it." Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Great stuff, Chewy. Thank you so much. Have a fantastic weekend, brother. You take care, okay?
You too. Peace.
Bye.
All right, bye. I mean, I'm telling you something. Something about that guy. He just makes you feel better.
Yeah, he really does.
He's full of jolly.
He's like the ultimate hype man.
Yeah, right? You need that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to record some videos for me. Just hype.
Yeah, to wake you up in the morning.
You got this, Ryan. You got this. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just hype. Give me some generic hypes videos, you know? What's up, bro? Wake up. You got this. Exactly. You got this. This is some you got this videos from Chewy. Solid, bro. Thank you.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
On 102.7
KISS FM.
You make it look like it's magic. Oh, yeah. I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being used. So I love when you call unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'm a care for you. I'm a care for you. We live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night. So I love when you're all unexpected. Cause I hate when the moment's expected. So I'm a care for you. I'm a care for you. Girl, you're perfect. You're always worth it.
update. Here's KTLA's Ginger Chan.
So here's the thing. 91 westbound's headed Adams Street, always a busy spot, right? Then you throw a crash with a couple of cars into the mix, maybe as many as three, maybe four. All of that sitting in the right lane. And yes, that drive on the westbound side is going to be busier than normal. Now, there was something heading east at the 15. They cleared that, which is a huge relief, right? I do want to mention, too, I am starting to see a little bit of a delay that's forming for our friends heading to Coachella. And it looks like along the 111. The drive down Orange County is really quiet. So we're going to take that drive. And of course, if you have plans to head towards any of our airports, those are going to be the slightly busier spots, right? 105 East of Crenshaw Boulevard. It looks like there was a bunch of debris that got left into the far left lane. So that's the reason it's a tough drive. 60 West, right at the 605 split. So we had a crash that's mostly out of lanes and over to the right shoulder. But some of that activity can slow people down. Long Beach Grand Prix. Remember, you're trying to get over to Queensway. We do have some heavy delays that are starting to form. And then remember, because Shoreline Drive is the official closure, Ocean Boulevard to Shoreline Village Drive, and that goes all the way till Monday, that will start to stack things up, and Ocean Boulevard is open. This report is sponsored by Dell Technologies. Dell PCs with Intel inside are built for the moments that matter. When you're finishing a big project and you can't be interrupted, with long-lasting battery life and built-in intelligence, you can stay focused on what matters most, built for you. Learn more, Dell.com/DellPCS. I'm Ginger Chan. You're on air with Ryan Seacrest, 102.7 KISS FM.
Thank you, Ginger. A perfect Friday in LA. Highs today from the mid-70s at the beach, mid-80s inland, and not a cloud in the sky. A high of 75 in Costa Mesa today, 79 in Riverside, and right now it is 61 in Hollywood.
Yes! On air with Ryan Seacrest.
LA starts the day with Ryan Seacrest.
He's funny. Like, he makes me laugh. Like, I connect with him, you know?
On 102.7
KISS FM.
I'm freezing outside. My skin tight, my heart is inside. While I look up at you, I check your pain right. But when you're in tonight, tell me when is the next time I'll run into you. It sounds insane, right? I'll take the same fight. Wait at your bedside, I'll watch right next to you. I'm going stateside, but I'll see you tonight. Tell me, how did a girl like me get into you? Why can't you say?
party in that lobby. But careful who you mess with, cause I hope tell everybody. Miami, where all that from? And the girlfriend's got one too. Now it ain't my birthday, baby, but I wanna see you and her in your birthday suits. I was like, hey, she was like, yo. I was like, bowling, she was like, so. Wanna hit BTs, wanna hit Scarlett's, wanna hit Tootsie's, baby, let's go. She was Mula Dinka, I'm talking about a killer. I put her on the mic, beat it up like Thriller. She the best friend, said bring one more. Another bad one, you already know. Let's go. To the mo, she was like, better go when I was all in her. And if you go to Kendall, they all Kendall Jenner's. Now you out of town, know what time it is. 305, welcome to the crib.
Let's go.
Number one hit music station.
102.7 Kiss FM.
Crashing, hit a wall. Right now, I need a miracle. Hurry up now, I need a miracle.